The U.S. Middle East envoy, George Mitchell, is in Israel today. It's his third visit since President Obama took office, but the first one for Mitchell since Benjamin Netanyahu became prime minister of Israel. Netanyahu has so far refused to say he supports an independent Palestinian state, which President Obama says is his goal. Linda Gradstein reports.
George Mitchell did not schedule any press conferences after his meetings with Israeli officials today, perhaps a sign that he didn't expect to have much positive to say. The headline of Israel's largest circulation daily, Yediot Ahronot, quotes the White House chief of staff as having told American Jewish officials that the Obama administration wants a Palestinian state in the near future. Today, Mitchell made the same point.
U.S. policy favors two-state solution, which would have a Palestinian state living in peace alongside the Jewish state of Israel.
But Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman didn't rush to agree.
We spoke about really close cooperation, and we're looking forward for the next meeting and for some really deep dialogue.
Deep dialogue sounds like a euphemism for deep disagreement. The Obama administration seems to be moving towards some version of the 2002 Saudi plan for a broader regional Mideast peace. Israel has been unenthusiastic about this plan, which calls for a complete Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem, and for Israel to accept the return of some Palestinian refugees. Eran Lehrman, a former senior Israeli intelligence officer and the current director of the Middle East office of the American Jewish Committee, says he doesn't expect open conflict between Netanyahu and President Obama.
There are two outcomes which are out of the question. One is compliance and the other is defiance. This is not going to be an Israeli government which simply says, okay, if this is what the American administration wants, that's what we're going to do. At the same time, I don't think defiance is in the interest of the Netanyahu government or the Obama administration.
Instead, says Lehrman, the two governments will steer a course somewhere between compliance and defiance. Mitchell is best known for his role in solving the Northern Ireland conflict. Lehrman, who has met Mitchell several times, says he can make progress here too.
Mitchell is a very patient man. I once heard him describe his work in Ireland, and he understood that you do not simply crack open an issue that had destroyed the lives of so many people over 200 years by simply coming in, whatever your heritage, and he is half Lebanese, half Irish, and just coming up with solutions. You don't do that. You work with what you're given.
Tomorrow, Mitchell meets Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah before leaving for Egypt. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.